This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell said on Sunday the bloc would increase military support to Ukraine after the U.S. Congress passed a stopgap funding bill late Saturday that omitted aid to Ukraine.
It shows that our support to Ukraine not only continues, but increases, or at least by the time being, the proposition on the table shows that we want to continue in increasing it.
Borrell told a news conference during a visit to Kyiv that in the face of an existential threat for Europe, the proposition on the table showed the EU wanted to increase military aid to Ukraine. Well, there won't be a shutdown of the U.S. government, as I mentioned, at least for 45 days. The U.S. Congress passed a stopgap measure that keeps the government funded for that long, but Sunday, U.S. President Joe Biden said,
"I'm sick and tired of the brinksmanship, and so are the American people."
And he wanted to assure Ukraine that the U.S. is still behind them.
"And I want to assure our American allies and the American people and the people of Ukraine that you can count on our support. We will not walk away."
Part of the deal, as I mentioned in the minute ago, is to get the deal done, was to stop Ukraine aid, at least for the short term. At least 10 migrants died and 25 were injured early Sunday when a cargo truck clandestinely carrying them overturned on a highway in the southern Mexican state of Chiapas. The local security officials report the accident took place near the border with Guatemala. A source in the prosecutor's office who spoke on the grounds of anonymity told the news service AFP the victims were all Cuban women, including a minor. This is VOA News. Turkey's government said on Sunday two terrorists carried out a bomb attack. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony says the bomb exploded in front of the Interior Ministry buildings in Ankara.
Police announced they would also be carrying out controlled explosions for suspicious package incidents in other parts of Ankara. Authorities did not identify any specific militant group. The blast on Ataturk Boulevard was the first in Ankara since 2016, when a bomb-laden car exploded at a crowded central transport hub, killing 37 people. During a spate of violence in 2015 and 2016, Kurdish militants, Islamic State and other groups either claimed or were blamed for several attacks in major Turkish cities.
Reuters' Lauren Anthony, who says the attack occurred just before Turkey's parliament was set to open a new session. Voters have cast ballots in Slovakia in a parliamentary election that pits a former prime minister who is pro-Russia against a liberal pro-West newcomer. Here's AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Former Prime Minister Robert Fico and his leftist Smer, or Direction Party, vowed to reverse Slovakia's military support for neighbouring Ukraine in Russia's war if his attempt to return to power is successful. Smer's main challenger is Progressive Slovakia, a liberal party formed in 2017 and led by Michal Šimečka, a member of the European Parliament. Fico, who has twice served as Prime Minister, opposes EU sanctions on Russia, doubts Ukraine can win the war, and wants to block Ukraine from joining NATO. I'm Karen Chamas.
Premiera, szefa Rady Europejskiej, Donald Tusk!
About 100,000 people gathered for an opposition rally in Warsaw on Sunday, by police estimates. Just 2 weeks ahead of an election that the liberal civic platform says may decide Poland's future in the European Union and its democratic standing. Opinion polls suggest the National Law and Justice government could win, but may struggle to form a majority. The opposition is hoping Sunday's march becomes the biggest in decades and galvanizes voters to participate. One person in the crowd said,
Because I want Poland to be free, because I don't want the return of the communist regime, which I remember very well. Drab Poland, drab streets, no color, people afraid of talking politics or anything, in fact. The oppressive police state, so I don't want the return of that.
I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.